The reading is from John 13, starting at 1 through to 17. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them."
We've just seen, haven't we, the many ways in which mums show their love for us by cleaning us up so many times. And yet in our passage this morning, we see Jesus showing his love for his followers by doing some cleaning of his own. Let's take a look together. Do have your Bibles open at John chapter 13, verse 1. John chapter 13, verse 1. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the hour of his death was here. In just 24 hours, he knew that he was going to die. He knew that Judas had already decided to betray him, to have him killed. So how does Jesus decide to spend his last few hours? Well, we're told that he spent it loving his disciples. How? Verse 3, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Now, I need a volunteer. But before you put your hands up, you need to know what you're getting yourself in for. I need someone to come and wash my feet. But there are a few things that you need to be made aware of. It's been a pretty busy week with moving house, going to Glasgow preparing for this family service, I haven't really had much time to clean them all week. In fact, there may well be something growing in between my toes I haven't really had time to check yet. It may also be best if the person does have a cold, you know, so they can't smell. So anyway, who is up for this task? No one? Anyone who is up for that task is crazy. It is disgusting, isn't it? Cleaning my dirty, smelly feet. Well, that is absolutely disgusting. Well, if we think that sounds disgusting, then just think about what it would have been like in Jesus' day. You see, everyone wore sandals. Animals roamed free on the streets, so you wouldn't just be avoiding dog poo. Everyone's dirty washing up water would have been chucked out into the streets, not to mention all the dust and the sand. You see, people's feet would have been disgusting. There's no wonder that this was a job for not just for servants. This was a job for the lowest servant, the type of job you give to the apprentice. And yet here we have Jesus loving his disciples by serving them, by cleaning their feet. I mean, let's not forget who Jesus is. John 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word. That's Jesus. And Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Jesus is God, and all he's done in John up to now has shown that, hasn't it? In chapter 12 of John, we've seen Jesus come into Jerusalem as king. So Jesus is the king, God's promised king who will rule forever. And verse 3 of this passage just told us the Father had put all things under his power. Jesus has power over all things. I mean, can you imagine what you would spend your time doing if you had power over all things? And yet, what does Jesus, this powerful, mighty king, do? Well, he comes and does the job of the lowest servant. He washes his disciples' feet. Such is his love for them. I mean, can you imagine the queen doing something like this? Can you imagine her coming round to your house to clean the inside of your toilets, to change your baby's nappies? And yet here is the king of the whole universe using his position to serve, to wash stinky feet. It is absolutely outrageous. It's unheard of. In that culture, Jewish men would never do that. That is the job of a servant. And it is humiliating. That's exactly what Simon Peter thinks, isn't it? And so his response is, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? No, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus, don't be so ridiculous. Washing my feet is completely beneath you. You're the king. You can't be doing that. Get up off the floor. Someone else can do that, but not you. And as we look at Simon Peter's response, at first it seems understandable, doesn't it? You're the king, Jesus. You shouldn't be washing people's feet. You shouldn't be serving them. And yet what Jesus says next shows us that Simon Peter has got it all wrong. Verse 7, Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." You see, Jesus was loving his disciples by serving them, by washing their feet, humiliating himself for them. And yet Jesus is saying, this is a picture of something far greater that I'm going to do. And when I do it, then you'll understand. Look at verse 8. Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Jesus is saying, unless I wash you, you cannot be friends with me. You You cannot have relationship with God. Now, is Jesus meaning that we all need to get in line at the nearest bath and he's going to come and give us all a good scrub behind the ears? Well, no, he doesn't. You see, Jesus is saying that we need to be washed clean, not just from mud or paint or spaghetti bolognese, but from a far greater mess that we've got ourselves in. We need to be washed clean of our sin, which is us having treated God as if we wish he didn't exist. We've rebelled against him, and the mess our sin creates ruins our friendship with God. That is what we need to be washed clean of. And so the amazing news that Jesus brings is, I can wash you clean. I can remove the stain of sin that stops you being friends with God. Only I can do that. And that's exactly what I came to do. Now I'm washing your feet, but soon I will wash away your sin. I'm going to love you and serve you through my death, to wash you clean, not just of dirt, but of sin. This is how much I love you. And that is true for every one of us here this morning. Without Jesus, when God looks at us, you see the mess that our sin creates. You see, this wasn't very fair, was it? No attempt at cleaning could have got this stain out. And you see, that's exactly like our sin. You see, Debbie tried to clean it, but she couldn't. The problem only got worse. You see, we can't get rid of our own sin that separates us from God. It can't be removed by doing good deeds, by giving it a good scrub, or coming along to church or serving. What we saw was that even the best mums can't clean us of our sin, can't get rid of the stain of sin. And yet the amazing picture that we have here is that Jesus, through his death, is able to wash us clean. So that we no longer are stained by sin. We are washed clean. Jesus can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. He can wash us clean of our sin, so that we can be friends with God. Jesus loved us so much that he was willing not just to be humiliated by cleaning dirty feet, but to go to the death on a cross for us, the most humiliating of deaths, so that we can be washed clean, so that we can be friends with God. What amazing love. That our King would serve us by dying for us. Isn't Jesus amazing? Who wouldn't want to make him their friend and King? The only one who can bring us to God, who can wash us from our sin. And so the question for us this morning is, will we come to Jesus, the only one who can deal with our sin, the only one who can wash us clean? Will we make him our friend and King? Well, having washed his disciples' feet, Jesus tells them what living with him as King will look like. Look to verse 12 with me. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Jesus says that his followers should follow his example. The king who has all things under his power, and yet who served us by dying on a cross. So in response, we should be those who serve others, not just by washing each other's feet, but by loving each other, by serving each other, in putting other people before ourselves, even if it means we are humiliated. So children, that might look like making friends with that really unpopular kid at school, even if that means that your classmates don't think that you're cool anymore. Teenagers, that might look like asking your parents if there's any way in which you can help around the house, even if it might mean that you have less time to do what you want. Adults, that might look like opening our homes to others, even when we'd rather become a hermit after a long week of work. We want to love each other because we have been loved by Jesus. And yet the best way we can love someone, well, that's to point them to Jesus. Point them to the one who can wash away their sin. That is the most loving thing we could possibly do. So as we finish on this Mothering Sunday, mums, the most loving thing you can do for your children is to bring them to the Jesus of the Bible, the only place where their sin can be dealt with. And children, whatever age you are, for some of us, our mums won't be Christians. Well, the most loving thing we can do for them is to gently point them to Jesus, the friend and king that they need. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that Jesus loved us, that even though he is God and king and has power over all things, he was willing to serve us by going to death on a cross so that we can have our sins washed away. We pray that we would accept Jesus as our friend and king, and that in response we would serve one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.